Tampa City Council member Mary Mulhern has just returned from a five-day trip to Cuba. But she appeared less than enthusiastic today when a colleague said the council should take time out to discuss promoting international trade with the communist island. The proposal came from Councilwoman Linda Salcena, who asked that a special discussion take place on the issue next month. But Mulhern said the timing appeared premature.
I just feel that it's just not the right moment for us to do this, considering we don't really have any. For a city council person to go to Cuba, it's kind of a symbolic visit, and I don't know what policy we're going to affect by having a discussion about it. We can't do anything to vote on policy with Cuba.
Although the economic embargo against Cuba continues, President Obama recently relaxed laws implemented by George W. Bush regarding remittances and travel amongst Cuban Americans back to their native country. Congress has also loosened restrictions on sending agricultural items. And Representative Kathy Castor has requested that Tampa be allowed to have direct charter flights to Cuba to let Cuban Americans more easily visit the island. In the past couple of months, there have been two forums on improving Tampa's business relationship with Cuba in Tampa. At both meetings, Council members Mulhern, Salcena, and Council Chair Thomas Scott attended, and Salcena and Scott have both said they intend to also visit the island soon. But after Mulhern said that she'd be okay if the other council members wanted to take time to discuss those trips, Salcena cut her off.
This isn't about a trip for me. This is about council demonstrating leadership by encouraging our congressional delegation to support opening things up, mm-hmm. by encouraging local businesses to do some things there, by hearing and sharing what cultural initiatives are already underway and businesses are underway. It's really using the bully pulpit of city council as a catalyst to moving things along.
And Salcena said it was the city's fiduciary responsibility to investigate possible trade with Cuba.
Other cities are so much further along than Tampa in establishing business relationships, and we all recognize it's to our benefit as a city to develop these relationships and move ahead so that when the federal rules change, that Tampa will have business benefits from this. And to the degree to which council can be a catalyst and helpful, I think.
Mulhern agreed and said it was incumbent upon members of council and other citizens to lobby Congresswoman Castor, as well as members of the Senate and President Obama, on encouraging better relations with Cuba. But she emphasized that the council's ability themselves to affect change was largely symbolic.
I've just been to two, and you were at both of those Cuba seminars.
I was at both of them.
Right, you were at both of them, mm-hmm. too. So we've all been to those to try to have a special discussion meeting here with, you know, to get people to come here. I don't think we're going to really have a lot of outside participation of people who want to come. I mean, you use your bully pulpit as you see fit,